This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. After 16 surgeries, 49 procedures, and 100 days in medical facilities, marathon bombing survivor Mark Fucarel is home in Stoughton, the last of the wounded to leave the hospital. WBUR's Martha Biebinger was at Spalding Rehabilitation Hospital this afternoon for his departure. Hi there, Martha.
Hi, Meghna.
So remind us first about the injuries Mark Fucarel suffered on marathon day.
Well, Mark Fucarel's skin was still smoldering when police officers and other first responders picked him up and moved him into a police wagon. He was bleeding profusely. Doctors told him that if it had been a couple of more minutes before he got to Mass General, he may not have made it. Today, just to remind us of the long list of injuries, we heard from one of Fucarel's doctors at Spalding, Dr. Jeffrey Schneider.
Amputation of his right leg above his knee. Multiple fractures of his left leg and foot, as well as injury to major blood vessels of his left leg. Burn injuries to his legs, his trunk, and his back and pelvis. Fractures of his spine. Rupture of both of his eardrums. And multiple shrapnel wounds to his extremities and his torso.
Wow. I forgot about how much it really was.
That was Fucarel, Meghna, kind of shaking his head as he listened to Dr. Schneider go through that list. He did stand, though, amazingly at the podium as he was speaking to reporters today on his left leg, which he still has, but which is not in good shape.
Okay, well, how has he been handling this ordeal and process then?
You know, he's very candid about how tough it's been. He says not just on him, but on many members of his family as well.
Especially when my son's homesick, Jen's not sleeping. At times, I just want to check out.
Well, obviously he didn't. I mean, you can hear the vibrancy in his voice, even given all that he's been through. And today he is headed home to his fiance and son. What did he say about this day? His outlook on it.
Well, he says it has felt like a lot more than 100 days, but that he's really, really excited about some very simple pleasures of life, cuddling on the couch with his son, having a home-cooked meal. He talked in particular about his mom's ham and cheese omelets, which I guess are kind of hard to transport to the hospital. But he also talked about all the cards that have been taped all over his hospital rooms, both at Mass General and Spalding, the hand-knit blankets that he slept over, the things that help him get out of bed every day.
You know, I have the rest of my life. Thank you to the people that were there that day that helped me and saved me. I was real lucky to make it. I'd go through 100 more procedures as long as I'm going to be there to be able to go home with him.
Oh, and him being his
the five-year-old
son.
Yeah.
Well, and his family was there today. Did his fiance speak?
Yes. Jen Regan joked about having some help taking out the trash and doing the laundry. But on a serious note, she said she and Fucarel have been very inspired by survivors of many traumatic injuries who have stopped in to visit and coach them through these initial days.
People have lost limbs, and it's those people that really get you through those tough times because, you know, you're not the only one.
So, Martha, Mark Fucarel is home or heading home to Stoughton. He, as we've mentioned, has been in the hospital for 100 days, but he still must have a lot more treatment and rehab in front of him.
Yes, he has pretty much daily rehab. The stump of his right leg is not yet ready for a prosthetic limb, so it's going to be a while before he can be fitted and start rehab to learn to walk with it. His left leg, as I mentioned, is still a little uncertain. They're not sure that he's going to be able to keep it. He's having physical therapy for some of those other injuries you heard the list of at the beginning. So he knows there are really a lot of challenges to get. He hopes to go back to his job where he was the driver for a roofing company. But, of course, you need usable feet to drive. So he asked for a lot of continued support going forward.
Let's stay Boston strong forever because we need everybody to remember just so it will help us and motivate us get through our tough times, because we're all going to still have tough times.
You know, there's a grace in his voice, even given the fact that he knows he's got tough times ahead. That is, it's truly inspirational to hear that. But in the last couple seconds we have, Martha, can you give us an update or any sort of big picture on other marathon bombing surviving victims who survived and where they are now?
So there were 16 people who suffered either single or double amputations. And almost all of them have started to walk with a new prosthetic. Fecal's one of the few who have not yet. They have very uncertain financial futures because while Fuquil, for example, got about $1 million from one fund, he's going to need to replace one or possibly two artificial limbs every 2 to 3 years. Huh. So depending on whether he gets the state of the art or the more basic one, he could be spending $100,000 every 2 to 3 years. Plus all of the incumbent medical bills.
Well, ongoing story and challenges, but also hope from the story of Mark Fuquil, the last of the marathon bombing victims to head home. He left Spalding Rehabilitation Hospital today. WBR's Martha Biebinger, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And stay with us. There's a lot more ahead. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.